Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs, or to the person lost may be slain by the bullet, or so forth. Whatever you may be going through, God's favors are here, that maybe we might can say a word to lift your spirit or something to encourage you. Praise God. God's favors are reaching out to help heal your hurt. Whatever we can do on the way, because we all need each other. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what Jesus said. And if Jesus said it, we can believe it, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, let's go to prayer. Praise God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We are so thankful, God, that we can come together and praise you again, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love and kindness and mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, that you have done more for us than we've done for ourselves, because within us is nothing. But with you, God, is all the blessings. Praise God. We want to thank you, Lord, for touching each one that's coming out tonight, God. We want to thank you, Lord God, oh God, that they are healed and set free from the powers of the enemy, God. Their faith is in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord God, oh God, for being so good and so kind, Lord God. We thank you for their families, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that, oh God, everyone is being healed and set free and delivered from the powers of sin. We thank you, Lord God, that our eyes, we can see beyond into the spirit realm. We thank you, Lord God, our mind is up on you, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, that the blessings of Abraham is upon us, oh God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And nothing shall be able to quench us or separate us from the love of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, I see Mother Bowman on, praise God, and I'm going to ask her, does she feel like giving a quick testimony before we take the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Sister Bowman, how do you feel tonight?
I feel great. How are you all?
I'm so glad to see you on tonight. God bless you. God, you know the prayers of the saints. That's what I was just talking about. We are here for each other to help lend up a prayer. Hallelujah. Do you feel like giving a short testimony?
Yes. I just want to give God glory and honor tonight for being ahead of my life. I pressed my way on last Sunday and went to church. And as we were getting prepared for our service, my pastor said, would you open up the scripture for the church? And as I was up there reading, I got so blurry, I just got to slumming my words. I couldn't see nothing, just slumming. And next thing I know, y'all, I was out. I stayed out for 25 to 30 minutes. And all I could hear, Pastor Boy saying, come back, Minister Bowman, come back, come back, come back. I said, where I'm at, where I'm going, just like that. But I know God. I went to calling on Jesus. I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then I came back. God is so good, y'all. He is so good. Satan tried to take me out because he was mad because I pressed my way to church. But God said, you will not help us. So I thank God. Y'all keep on praying, my strength and my family, because, you know, it kind of shook my children when they heard the news, because I was trying to call them, but I didn't get no call, but I had to come home and give them the news. So I thank God for how he moved that Sunday. Amen.
Amen. We all know Sister Bowman been out because she's been sick. But look what the Lord has done. I want to tell y'all, I love that. Look what the Lord has done. He has strengthened her again to come back in the service of the Lord. God is doing great things, people. God is good.
And I want to tell them, I went through four chemos.
Went through four chemos. My God. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing her through. I want to thank you, Lord, for bringing her through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's nothing but God. He gets all the glory and all the honor. Praise God. Well, is there anybody on that have some prayer requests tonight? Do press 1 on your phone if you have a prayer request tonight. And I'm going to ask Minister Gwen, would she love to pray over the prayer request tonight? Let's see here. Minister Wanda, would you like to pray over the prayer request? Okay, let's see who we have here. All right, we have, okay, I'll pray over. Minister Sharon, go for it.
Good evening, everyone. I would just like to put my Uncle Lawrence on the altar and my Auntie Brenda. My uncle has stage 4 liver cancer, and my Aunt Brenda is blind. And I would like to also put my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stretch, on the altar for his sight. Praise God. Amen.
All right.
Hello, Pastor Vivian. Can you hear me?
Yes, sweetheart, yes.
I was saying, I don't know what happened, but I took it off mute and I kept saying, yes, ma'am, I'll pray.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
The next prayer request is Sister Rebecca.
Good evening, everyone. I first have a testimony. My great-nephew, Iman, that we was praying for, that had been shot, I thought it was 4 times, but ended up his mother said it was 5 times. He had numbness. He had no feeling in one side of his body. They end up putting some kind of rod in it. Now he's home and he's doing well. Also, I just want y'all to continue to pray for my unsaved children. I got a granddaughter who had some words with her mother, and she's expecting again. And she has a 4-month-old baby. We didn't know because she had been in 2 abusive relationships and she wasn't able to have children. But the Lord blessed her to have one. We didn't even know she was pregnant again. And her mother had words with her and told her about she couldn't have her boyfriend now. And she left. And I got a chance to talk with her today. And she said, well, my mom, nobody understand. And if I have to sleep in my car, you know. And it just tore me up, and I'm just asking for prayers for her. Her name is Torian. I also have a cousin that has stage 4 cancer. He's in Gulfport, Mississippi. And I have a cousin who's in hospice, and her name is Jean. So there's much going on in my family that the devil don't like because we are praying and we are sticking together and we're pressing through. But I'm going to continue to press through. Because I know God is answering prayers, and I know he's moving. He's doing a good work in us. And so I'm asking y'all to continue to pray for my unsaved children as well as my grandchildren. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else? Praise God. All right. Minister Gwen, go forth. Hello.
Amen. Can everyone – was there another prayer request?
Yes. Is there another
person? Can somebody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes, ma'am. We can hear
me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Evangelist Shawanda. I have been trying to get in when you had asked me to pray, but couldn't nobody hear me. I don't know what was going on. But
okay.
I thank God for blessing me to be on the line tonight. You know, I would never turn down praying for someone. But I do want to lift up my friend, Sister Gwen. She has a very serious surgery. She has, of course, you all know I've been asking for prayer for her. She has one leg. She's been on dialysis 13 years. And they're trying to find a spot, I guess, for the port to go in because of the side that she's been using. It's not not able to anymore. So they got to go on her right side, and she said it's going to be near her heart. And so she's asking for prayer. On the 31st is her surgery. So I'm asking for prayer for my neighbor, my friend, Sister Gwen. Thank you so much.
Amen. After the prayers, I'm going to ask Minister Catherine, could she give us a praise song? Go forth, Minister Gwen. And I wanted to also, before you go forth, I wanted to ask Sister Shawanda, how has she been doing since she went and had her surgery this week?
I'm doing fine, Sister Vivian. I was going to get set up for it. Had two different ultrasounds, one for the cyst on the thyroid and the other one for the gallstones in my gallbladder. But they're going to send those tests to the radiologist and from the radiologist to my doctor, so someone is going to contact me regarding it. But I truly believe that it is well. But I was going to have surgery on my hand, and I was getting set up for it. But we haven't gotten that straight yet. But all is well, and I just thank God for the strength and for all that he has done for me. Continue to lift my mother up, my children, and my two grandchildren. Cyquez has the pink eye, and so I'm just asking for prayer for not only my grandchildren, but all children, all of these kids out here, especially the ones just practically raising themselves and that's wandering the street and nobody is paying attention to what's going on in their life. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm letting you know we have you on our mind. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
All right. Minister Gwen.
Okay, can everyone hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, praise God. Thank you. Father in heaven, we just come before your throne this evening. First of all, we want to thank you, God, for being so good to us. And as Pastor Vivian said, you are better to us than we have been to ourselves. And God, we praise you, Lord God. 10,000 tongues could not praise you enough for all that you've done, all you're doing, and all that you're going in time to do. Father God, we are thanking you for the praise report, the awesome praise report that have the presence of Minister Shirley Bowman on this ministry line on tonight. And Lord, to hear that she was back in the house of God where she serves, oh God, with her pastor. And Lord God, we continue to bind up every spirit and every hindrance, every infirmity that would try to hinder this woman of God for the service and the assignment that you have placed on her life. Lord, we love her, and we know you love her even the more. We are thanking you by faith for total healing for her in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we pray the blessings of Abraham on her and her entire family in Jesus' name. And Father, we come standing in agreement for Sister Rebecca on tonight, dear God. We thank you for this precious, precious woman of God who loves you with all of her heart. And oh God, she's standing in agreement for her family. Sometimes, oh God, the anointing will have us to be the only one, it feels like sometime in our family, to have the obligation and the assignment to stand in the gap for our loved ones, dear God. But Father, you know who can handle it. And Father, you've given her the strength. You've given her the ability. And you've given her the wisdom, dear God, to impart to her children and to her grandchildren. Thank you that she was there at the time when things took place between her daughter and her granddaughter. And Father, we declare the victory in the name of Jesus, dear God, over this family. And Father, we just say in Jesus' name, help Sister Rebecca to hold out, and she shall see the salvation of the Lord take place in her entire family. We are thanking you tonight for Evangelist Shawanda and Mother Patterson on tonight, dear God. We are thanking you, O Heavenly Father, in advance for the praise reports that you have for this woman of God's health, that she is totally healed by the stripes of Jesus, that those reports will come back, O Heavenly Father, with a miraculous report. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for her heart for your people, and especially for her friend Gwen. And we lift up Sister Gwen tonight in the name of Jesus. And we declare and we decree healing in every area for this woman of God. And Lord God, all things that are unspoken concerning Sister Gwen, Lord God, we pray the blessings of Abraham with, around, and abounding with her. In Jesus' name, we lift up Evangelist Shawanda's grandchildren and her children, Father God. We are believing healing for Zacquez, oh God, and for all the children in the name of Jesus that are experiencing some type of infirmity. But, Father God, we are praying for the children that they grow stronger in you, Father, that they have a heart to receive your word, dear God. Connect them if they don't have people who are living the life of the Lord around and in front of them. Oh, Father, we thank you that you supernaturally will connect them with those who do not have possibly parents or even mentors within their home or their community. Lord, you will supernaturally provide them with the godly people that shall give them the wisdom and the encouragement to live for you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up everyone on the line tonight who may not have voiced a prayer request or concern, but you know what is in their heart. And we thank you, Father, for answering prayer for them. We thank you, Father, for the woman of God, Pastor Vivian, Lord God, who is so fervently, continuously, every Sunday evening, Lord, she prepares and she perseveres to have this service for your people. And we thank you for her, dear God. We thank you for blessing everything concerning her, her children, her grandchildren, her siblings, Lord God, and her ministry in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you used her to bring Pastor Stephen Badu into our lives through his word, oh, Father. We thank you for blessing his family. And, Father, finally, I thank you for today. Today was the first day that I was well enough to go back to church in the month of May. And I thank you, Jesus, that you enabled me, got up at 6:30, walking by faith and not by sight. And, oh, what a blessed time I had in the Lord. And, Father, I lift up my family to you. I thank you by faith that we will grow in the Lord and, Father, go to higher heights in you according to your plan and your desire, that we all be the best in you, in Christ Jesus, that you desire for us to be. And, Father, bless this service once again on tonight, and it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I praise God. Don't know how, but you did it. You made the way. When my back was against the wall and it looked like it was over, you made the way. Here we are. And we're standing here only because you made the way. You move mountains, you cause walls to fall. With your power, you work miracles. There's nothing impossible with you. You made the way. Hallelujah. You made the way.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked like it was over, you made the way. And we're standing or sitting here only because you made the way. We're here only because you made the way. Amen. God bless you.
God, thank you. Thank you, Minister Catherine. Oh, that song is so true for the message tonight and for all of us that's on here tonight. God's making a way for us. We are sitting or we are standing wherever you are doing in line. God has made.
How do I get how do I close out?
All right.
Press one again.
I'll close you out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God, hallelujah. I just thank God that he made the way. Nobody else did. We can give God all the glory. He made the way. Praise God. And I'm going to talk about tonight how God will send an angel to make a way for you. Yes, yes, yes. God will send an angel in your behalf, everybody's behalf. When you did, God sent an angel for Sister Bowman. God, and to help pick her up, praise God, when she was lying there, that angel came there and lifted her back up. Oh, my God, hallelujah, praise God. We can see God's hand moving in everything that we God's got an angel in camp all about us. And some said that the angel of the Lord is in camp round about them that hear him and delivereth him. Praise God. That's Psalm 34 and 7. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nobody can see. Man can't get the glory when the healing takes place. Only God gets the glory. Hallelujah. And God got angels for every aspect of our lives. Praise God. And when it's time, God, hallelujah, y'all, I love it. God will send the angel. He will heal you. He will deliver you. And he will set you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 3, there was a plot that was us. And I think that was 3 and 28. Well, just all of Daniel chapter 3, really, and 4. There was a plot, hallelujah, hatched against the life of the human man. Praise God. God knowing. We know his story well. He was thrown into the den of lions because he was not willing to worship false idols, a false god. And when we don't bow down, hallelujah, to the false gods out here, God's going to send his angel to, and he does it every day. Hallelujah. When you keep your mind, hallelujah, set it up on Christ, God's going to send his angel to deliver you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will you obey God or will you obey me? That's the question that has been asked many times, praise God. When you don't obey man, God's got his angels in him. We know that the people who plotted against Daniel were of high offices. I'm not talking about somebody of low degree. I'm talking about somebody that's old. They may be rich. They may hold great jobs, praise God. But I'm talking about, oh, praise God. They were jealous. We got jealous people out here, jealous of you, jealous of the way you go, jealous because you got this Jesus talking about this D. They don't want you to be in Christ. They want you to be out of Christ so they can do you like they want to do you. As long as you in Christ and you holding on to him, praise God. God's going to deliver you from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Like I said, they were jealous because Daniel was preferred above them. When you're walking around with Jesus, you hold the, I want to let you know, you hold the high rank. It's all right to hold a high rank in some offices, but the most highest rank is when you are in Christ. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Guard yourself well in the spirit. Hold with the word of God. Hallelujah. Guard yourself. When you guard yourself in the word of God, nothing can touch you. We're going to see that. Praise God. It is said of Daniel that he had an excellent spirit. How is your spirit to walk? Well, you got to love others now. God said, love them. Oh, love everybody. Love everybody. Praise God. He didn't say love some and hate the other. No, we didn't. I asked the Lord to let me love. Just let me love beyond love. I know I haven't arrived, but I just want to love everybody. Everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want the love of God to just rule and reign in my heart. Praise God. So that's where it's got to come from. The heart of man. Commandment to me was to love. You see, if you love, then that covers everything, a multitude of sins. What kind of spirit do you have? What kind of spirit do you have? Praise God. It's your spirit, a sweet spirit of love, joy, peace. Do you possess the fruits of the Spirit? I heard Pastor tell someone when he was here, he said, my mom is very patient. And I want to jump up and scream. I don't feel like I have that patience, but I pray for it. I really am. I say, Lord, give me patience. Don't let me be too eager. Don't let me be all nervous and upset. Give me patience. I want patience with men. Praise God. How I mean men and women, you know. I want to have that patience to hear you when you're speaking to me, to pray for you and not to just throw you aside, because God don't. Praise God. So do you have the spirit of meekness, love, joy, humility, graciousness, and goodness? Do you possess the fruits of the Spirit? If not, go back, because God is willing to give it to you. He wants you to possess that so that you can love his people. Praise God. That's the type of spirit. It really pleases God. Hallelujah. Solomon 8:6-1. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. These men really wanted Daniel, and they thought they could achieve it by putting him into the lion's den. Surely he would be ripped apart. You throw somebody in the lion's den and see what them lions eat them up and be stripped. They intended to stand by laughing and making fun of him. Just like they want. People want to stand back and look at you and laugh at you and say, oh, they thought they was a Christian. Standing for Christ and look and see what the Lord will do. I'm telling you, if you are standing in righteousness, God's going to send his angel every time. I'm telling you, he done it for me over and over and over again, and he'll do it for you. Isn't that just like the devil want to laugh at you? Yeah, he want to ha-ha-ha, got him. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to see, can he conquer you and make you bow down to him? He don't want you to tell nobody about Jesus. But you keep Jesus near in your heart so when it's time, you can tell somebody and bring the good news of Jesus to someone. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know the enemy's plan. His plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have to know who will deliver you. Know that God has angels encamped all about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word said, in Isaiah 54:17. He said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So all them weapons are weapons of the devil. And they will not prosper in your life. They could not prosper in Mother Bowman's life. They tried every way they could to take her out of here. From the time she fell sick and went to the hospital to the time she went to church, the devil said, you still trying to get up, but I'm going to bring you down. And the angel said, no, you ain't. I'm going to get her up from here. She shall live and not die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Your righteousness is of God and not of the devil and his tax. Praise God. Hallelujah, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Daniel was confident that the God he served, and we got to be confident in God. We have to be confident in God. Hallelujah. How sure are you? How sure is your salvation? Will you stand and be strong in the power of his might? Jacob had an encounter with angels. Hallelujah. Jacob went on his way, and the angel of the Lord met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. He's seen a host of angels. Praise God. I'm telling you, you got them for everything. And he called the name of that place, Mahanaim, as Genesis 32:1-2. Praise God. God will let you see how the Spirit is protecting you. He's showing Mother Bowman something. And he's showing all of us something, because we all going through something. God is showing us how he got his angel just protecting us. Wherever we go, the Lord pulled back the cubicles of the spirit world and allowed Jacob to see angel hosts that accompanied him, and surely he will do the same for us. Praise God. If you're willing to walk and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, God's going to show you the angels. Hallelujah. What he's doing in your life. In all their affliction, he was a and the angel of his presence saved him. Hallelujah. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he buried them and carried them all the days of old. Isaiah 63:9. This angel of his presence was second Trinity, person of the Trinity, and the highest person, praise God, of the angelic company. Hallelujah. You don't know which one that God gonna send to visit you in what state you in. It could be the lowest state, whatever you need, or it can be the highest, praise God. Jesus himself didn't say, I will never leave you nor forsake you, praise God, in Hebrews 13:5. Didn't he say, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world, praise God, Matthew 28:20. Didn't he say, through the prophet Isaiah, thou wilt keep him in perfect mind, and you stayed on him. As I said earlier, you got to keep your mind on Jesus. You got to walk and talk with him daily. You got to read his word daily, praise God. You got to put it in your daily, praise God, so you can eat off of it and sup off of it, praise God, so that you can have plenty on the inside when the enemy attacks you. You are covered, praise God. You are covered. You are covered. You are covered in the blood. You are covered with angels. Hallelujah. Praise God. Didn't he say through the prophet Jeremiah? Yes, praise God. He said, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just got so much in there for us to hold on to and to cling on to. In Jeremiah 31:3, he says, is he not seated even now at the hand of God making intercession for you? Yes, Jesus is right there making intercession for you. So you ought to know. So don't even bow down. Just know, oh, all these things, God got all ways, all kind of ways, Father, but that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who is making intercession for us. And that's Romans 8:34. You got to know a thing, too. You just can't be just toiling along and thinking, hey, and complaining. Don't complain. Don't have no doubt. But believe. But then only believe. So what seems to be our problem sometimes? God is letting us know, I am with you. I am with you. So are you going to trust in him or someone else? Daniel trusted in the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. Daniel trusted in the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. So are we going to trust in him or someone else? What man may say about us? Don't worry about what they are saying. Just go on and say, I'll trust in you, Lord. Praise God. Was Jesus speaking to you when he said, oh, be of little faith? In Matthew, oh, don't be of little faith. Be of faith. The one that will lift up the prophet Elijah, had an encounter with angels. He tried to encourage his servants. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that is with you. 2 Kings 6:16. They got more angels, because God got a host of angels. Oh, he got a host of angels. He can send who, whatever you need. Praise God. He can send them out by legions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And pick you up out of a thing. Oh, every time I read that story about Daniel and the lions, being, I said, my God, my God. So that man and those three men in that lion's den, praise God, and they could have got ripped to pieces in a minute. Praise God. But guess what? Father God, an angel. They looked in, the old king looked in there and said, I see four. David, God done met him in that lion's den. Come on, somebody. And, oh, my God, God is going to meet you right where you are. He don't care if you're at the lowest position. He's going to meet you right where you are because he loved you. And he said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Oh, what thing is bothering you tonight? What are you going through tonight? Praise God. What trouble have you gotten yourself into? What is it? Praise God. You have to know that there is some angel that's been dispatched to take care of you. The angel may only come at one certain season, but it will come on time. Praise God. You may be going through something, but there is more for you than they is against you. The angel opposed Balaam in Numbers 21:27 when he was was doing something he shouldn't have done. Yeah, we do all kind of things. Praise God, hallelujah. And I believe that he was walking along sometimes, and sometimes we are in the same thing. We stumble. Sometimes God is trying to tell us something. Praise God. When I brush myself up against a wall or stump my toe, praise God, I know sometimes God is trying to tell me, I think, what's happening here? Praise God. I even ask myself, but you know, many times God is trying to tell us something. He's trying to let us know, stop, I need to speak to you. I need you to hear what the Spirit has to say, praise God. And many times we just go on and on, praise God. Hallelujah. Consult me. God may be saying you didn't consult me. What you're about to do, you just going doing things on your own. Angels are there to protect us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Too often we go about just like Balaam, determined to do his own thing. It has to be his way. Sometimes we just get to have things our way. We want things our way. This is why we go through many heartaches sometimes. That's why we face many trials and tribulations sometimes, because we want to have it our way. we too are hard-headed, just like Balaam sometimes. Praise God. That angel stood in the road and tried to stop Balaam, but Balaam was determined to go where he wanted planned to go. Praise God. About what is really happening when things are going wrong. Trust God to take you through in your life. I remember the time, praise God, when God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, praise God, because there was much corruption there. Praise God. He told Jonah what to do. Oh, yes, Jonah was hard-headed. He didn't want to go there among them people because that was a bad generation of people. Well, just like it is now, praise God. We are in the midst of some situations, but God wants us to go out there. God wants us to tell his people, go and tell them. Well, Jonah didn't want to go. You know the story of Jonah. And these are examples. How we get ourselves in these six, praise God. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. So Jonah went and God allowed him to be swallowed up in a fish mouth. Now, you know, a fish could have crushed him and he could have had crushed bones or whatever. But God spit him out in time. Praise God. Hallelujah. He tried to teach him, but no, Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. So he let him still fall in hard times where he created a bush and let him get up under there. And he thought he was going to be so comfortable. God left that tree. Let the sun fell up on him again. Are you going to listen, Jonah? So God does things in our lives. Praise God. And trying to get him, he's asking us, are you going to listen? Are you going to listen? And guess what? Finally, we come to ourselves. We don't recognize what God is doing, but God is so loving and so kind to us that he helps us. He helps us. He guides us. He leads us. And he helps us to come into the right way with him. Because, praise God, we with our little infinite mind, we ain't got sense enough to do know what God says. But his love overweighs everything in our lives. We thank God for the God that we serve, that he is teaching us and training us in what we ought to do. And in Daniel chapter 3, and 28, it said as this, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servant, the God of, and delivered his servant that trusted him, and have changed the king's word, and yield their bodies, and that they may not serve or worship any God except their God. Hey, God will send an angel. God will send an angel for you and deliver you, just like he did Daniel. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he give you peace. In Jesus' name, I am so great, thankful for all of you. As on, I will continue to pray over you this week. Praise God. Pray for me. I will have a birthday on the 31st. Praise God. But pray for one another. I write these down every Sunday, and I pray for you. Praise God. Also, Minister Janice on Friday night and Minister Zadie on Saturday night on the same line. God bless you now. Good night.
Good night. Love you and everyone. Thank God for the word.
All right. Amen.